This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Callum Robertson and with me today is Kaz. Hello, Kaz.
Hello, Callum.
Today we're going to be talking about the rainforest and in particular the rainforest in Borneo. In 2007, there was an agreement to protect a large area of rainforest, and environmental scientists have just revealed some of the strange and rare animals and insects that live there. Kaz, have you ever been to Borneo or any other rainforests?
I've been to rainforests, and I've been lucky enough to have been to Borneo too. I spent 2 years there.
Fantastic, right. Well, you'll be an expert on this topic. And I have a question for you, Kaz.
Mm-hmm.
It's estimated that there are about 10 million different species on the planet. How many have so far been discovered? Is it A, 750,000, B, 1.7 million, or C, 2.4 million?
Difficult one, Callum, but I would probably say 2.4 million, but I'm not sure, so I might go with 1.7.
Make a decision.
OK, let's say 2.4.
OK, we'll find out if you're right at the end of the programme. David Norman from the Worldwide Fund for Nature, the WWF, spoke to the BBC about the Borneo rainforest and the discoveries there. He talks about rainforests being some of the most biologically diverse habitats on Earth. Kaz, what does he mean by a biologically diverse habitat?
Well, Callum, as I understand it, biologically diverse means that there are lots and lots of different living things living in that particular area, that particular ecosystem. So there are many different species living in the same place.
OK, let's listen to David Norman. He mentions some of the diverse wildlife in Borneo and specifically 4 different animals. What are they?
These are some of the most biologically diverse habitats on the whole of Earth. It's one of only 2 places on Earth where you have elephants and orangutans and rhinoceros and clouded leopards all living in the same territory. So it's really extraordinarily rich tropical rainforest.
Kaz, what animals did he mention?
He mentioned elephants, orangutans, which are large apes, rhinoceros and clouded leopards.
And in your time in Borneo, did you ever see any of these animals?
In a protected area, I saw orangutans, and that was in Sabah. It's the northern part of Borneo. But in my wanderings around the rainforests of Borneo, I saw many birds, many insects, and many different kinds of apes and monkeys, gibbons in particular. In the rainforest, you tend to hear more than you see. And a rainforest sounds a bit like this. This is a recording that I made at night. And the animals are mainly frogs.
Fantastic. That's really... There's a lot of atmosphere in there, isn't there?
It's a very atmospheric place. And as I said, you tend to hear things before you see them.
David goes on to talk about some of the more unusual creatures that have been discovered in the Borneo rainforest. Here he talks about 2 different species. What are they, and what is particularly unusual about them?
You know, quite remarkable insects just found nowhere else on Earth. So this is the world's longest insect has been discovered here. This is about 0.5 metre long. So if this thing lands on your head, its tail's somewhere down near your hand. It's amazing that only 3 examples of this have ever been discovered. That's how rare it is because it's up in the forest canopy. There's a frog, for example, as well, that has no lungs. This is extraordinary. This is a creature that's evolved to breathe entirely through its skin. So, extraordinary stories from the natural world.
Extraordinary stories from the natural world, indeed. What 2 discoveries did he mention, Kaz?
He mentioned a frog that has no lungs. So, I have lungs, I breathe like this. This frog doesn't have lungs, it breathes through its skin. And he also mentioned the world's longest insect at 0.5 metre, And just imagine that landing on your head, Callum.
I'd rather not. How about you, Kaz? How do you feel about things like insects and spiders?
Well, insects and spiders, creepy crawlies, I have no problem with them.
You don't mind touching and holding creepy crawlies?
I don't mind them. In fact, as a young boy, I used to keep stick insects at home.
Right, OK, fascinating.
But they weren't half a metre long. These were small. These were about 4 inches long.
Well, it's time to answer the question from the beginning of the programme. It's estimated that there are about 10 million different species on the planet. How many have so far been discovered? Kaz, you said...
I thought 2.4 million.
To find the answer, we're going to listen again to David Norman from WWF.
There are about 10 million species, perhaps, on the planet, and we've only discovered 1.7 million of those.
So the answer was 1.7 million. And you nearly got there. I kind of persuaded you to choose one option. Well, that's all from us today, but do join us again for more 6-Minute English. Thank you very much, Kaz. Goodbye.
Thank you, Callum. Bye.